Fuck, yeah, the fuck Comcast. We have a story. We're waiting for people to join because we have a fucking story to tell. Cecil's home. Cecil's back home again.
Why are you home, Cecil? What happened, buddy?
Oh, so, okay. So,
why are we doing this on a Friday? So why are you at home? So, what has gone right?
Let's start the saga. Tom, you have a large part of the saga. I'm going to let you tell your story about Comcast support. But what we want to do is we want to talk a little bit about what happened this week and how fucking stupid everything was. First, I'm going to enjoy a beverage, though. So I got what do I got here? Lagunitas brown sugar. It's, I don't know what it is. I have another beer here just in case it's terrible. So I'm going to try it.
I was telling you before, stream, that I was just reading, and I haven't tried any of them yet, but there's a whole, like, emergence of non-alcoholic beers that are out, okay. Cecil, that okay. are supposed to taste very, very, very much like regular beer. Not the shitty old, like, awful non-alcoholic beers, because they use a new process called vacuum distillation. So they can remove the alcohol at 140 degrees instead of having to boil it off.
And nice.
It's exactly like beer from what I've read, just like half the calories, no booze. Like way less than half the calories, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I'll check it
How's
out.
How's that brown sugar?
It's all right. It's a little malty for me.
Okay.
But it's not terrible. It's not the worst beer I've heard. I had a Lagunitas something something. As a backup, just in case, because this is that's a good beer. That's a really good beer.
Yeah, that's a great beer.
Okay, so this last week, and I'm sorry if I apologize, guys, that my sound is not great. I'm actually, if you're a patron, you will get good sound because this mic right here will pick up the good sound that I'm getting, and we will when we send out videos and when we do this for patrons, you'll get a better sound quality out of this. So, here's the deal. This last week, Tom and I decided, it was 2 weeks ago, we decided to cancel Comcast.
Yep.
And we decided to cancel Comcast because Comcast
was horrible.
First off, first thing they did was they said they were terrible and they could never deliver any of the promises that they made about any of their services. Their services were literally the worst. We couldn't figure out how to get anything to work. As you remember, we were running off a cell phone 1 week, and then we ran off of MiFis later.
Cecil, so how many MiFis did you get?
So instead, so I'll get there. I'll get there, Tom. So there we were. We decided, you know, we were going to cancel Comcast because Comcast, they haven't been providing, and the amount of money that we pay to Comcast, even for bad service, is unbelievably expensive. It's so much money. And
crazy.
So we decided, yeah, exactly. So we decided, you know what? We're getting bad service. Let's just cancel. And so we decided to cancel and instead work off of 3 MiFis. I already had one. We were going to buy 2 more and we were going to work off the MiFis. The problem with with MiFis, just for some reason, they just eat. Like it's fucking like fucking Pac-Man, the data. I have no idea why.
What is even doing?
I plugged in and within 5 minutes, it was 15 gigs was gone. And I'm looking around. I didn't do anything. I literally just plugged into the computer. I didn't even surf anywhere. And all the data just disappeared. Just went away. I don't know. One of the MiFis is a total brick now for the rest of the month because it's gone. The other one I ran out the other day. We had used it for the whole time that we were doing it last week. I don't know if you remember last week when we were doing it last week. We had a whole episode that we recorded.
Yeah.
And then we broadcast it. But we used 11 gigs and I only have 15 gigs on those.
Right.
So we used 11 in one night. It was just like, there's no way to run metered internet. You just can't, right?
Right.
So we have to call Comcast back up and tell them that we want them back like a bad relationship. And so, Tom, I'm going to leave this part of the story for you because I did not call Comcast up. Tom called Comcast. I didn't call him up. So, Tom, tell us the story.
Oh my
Regale
God.
Us of the story of you calling Comcast back up. No Google Fiber in Chicago.
No.
No, there's no other options. There's nothing else I could do. That's it. We have Comcast. That's it.
There's nothing. So, like, we just fucking canceled Comcast. So I call Comcast back up and they're like, you know, what do you want it to go through their fucking menu thing? And it's like, what do you want to do? I'm like, I want new service because it's essentially new fucking service. We canceled the other service. Although we did not, incidentally, you'll remember from last time.
Oh, no, yeah. You gotta
we didn't
tell
cancel
this,
the paying for of the service.
Yeah, tell that story, Tom.
Yeah. So Cecil hits me up with a text message a week or two ago, and he's like, hey, we're still getting charged for Comcast, for internet, which I canceled not once, but twice in order to get it to go away. Yeah. So I give him a call, and I was like, hey, so you're still charging us? And the guy says, yeah, that seems about right. I'm not even fucking kidding. I'm not even kidding. He's just like fucking blasé about it. And again, it's car payment expensive to get fucking a gig that we never got the gig. Like, they still owe me gigs of never having provided me these gigs. And I was like, wait, what do you mean? And he's like, yeah, well, you know, it can take a couple of months for the cancellation to go through. And I'm like, that doesn't, like, no. What? How could that make sense? That's not, and I'm saying this, I'm like, that can't make sense. That's not how this works. Like, the way this works is I call and I say, I want to cancel my service. And then you say, okay. And we agree that the service is canceled. And I sign the little thing that says service is canceled. And then you stop providing me service. And then I stop paying for service.
So what you're saying, Tom, is it should act like a normal business. It should act like a normal business.
And so I'm telling the guy this, and he's like, yeah, well, you know, but it can take a couple of months for it to go through. And I was like, well, there's nothing to go through. There's not a through for a thing to pass. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, I'm calling you on the phone, and I know you're sitting in front of a computer, and you're typing things into the computer. Like, you have to drive and, like, take the internet, put it under in your pocket, go back home with it.
He's not an old-timey telephone operator that has to unplug a switch and plug it into another switch.
And he's like, yeah, well, but on our end, I know, and he's handling me. And he's just fucking handling me.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
And I'm just like, but it doesn't make any sense. And he's like, well, you know, did you cancel your auto pay or your auto bill or fucking whatever, auto take the money thing? And I was like, no, because like my default assumption when I cancel a service is that you're going to cancel charging me for the service.
Right.
It never in a million years occurred to me that I had to separately cancel paying for the thing that I'm not getting anymore. There's no analog to that. What are you even saying right now? What are you even saying right now? And he's like, okay, well, you can go in and cancel your auto pay. And I'm like, can you go in and cancel my auto pay? And he's like, oh yeah, no problem. I'm like, why wouldn't you cancel the auto pay automatically when somebody says I'm canceling my service? Like, why? What in the world? What world do you think those things should not be fucking inextricably linked to one another in? And he's like, I understand your frustration. So you'd like me to cancel your auto pay? I'm like, get him out of me! You know? So then like, he's like, okay, sir, I've canceled your auto pay. And he's, you know, rest assured, if we overcharged you, when we get around to canceling your fucking service, we'll send you a check. And I'm like, you know, my faith that you're just going to be like, I got too much of your money, I'll send some of it back, is really fucking low. Really fucking low.
Fucking assholes.
It was astonishing, the experience of canceling my goddamn Comcast service. I canceled it once and it just didn't take. Like, they just kept building.
They couldn't quit you, Tom.
I don't blame them. Just fucking spit on it and stick it in.
Let me tell you, man, fucking this whole thing has been Brokeback Mountain.
Jesus Christ. So then, like, Cecil hits me up and he's like, hey, we got to get Comcast again. And I was like, oh my God.
Because I did do a research. And by I did a research is I sent Ian a message. And I said, Ian, what is available other than Comcast? Is there any way we could just pay fucking pigeons to bang it out on fucking binary? Is there something we can do? And Ian sent a message back and said, yeah, we get AT&T, but it's DSL. So that means that we get 6 Mbps. 6 Mbps download speed of 6 Mbps. And I said,
what?
You're kidding me, right? And I said, 6 Mbps is slower than my cell phone. And he said, yeah, by a lot. And I said, okay, well, then I guess it's Comcast. But I did ask you to look into it, right?
Yeah. Well, there wasn't anything. But
What's that?
The other one that I was talking about. So,
oh, yeah, but it's like we got to pay a service, like a random service.
It's managed internet. So they run the physical line to the studio. But
yeah,
it's like,
how much does that cost? It's got to be thousands of dollars.
It starts at $500 and probably is going to be $2,500 a month.
Oh, never happening. That's never happening.
A month. My house isn't that much money.
I'll tell
That's
you what.
House.
I'll tell you what. Let's start right now. Guys, if you're not a patron right now,
oh my
we need
God.
Your help. Nobody. What? I would feel bad spending patron money on that. That's so much money.
That's $2,500 a month.
God, it's
for the
so
internet.
Expensive.
I don't even like the internet.
God damn it. Anyway, so I tell Tom, I say, look, we looked into it, but buddy, I apologize. I'm sorry, but you have to have a conversation with Comcast and you got to tell them that we want him back like a fucking ex-fiance.
Yeah, this is like, this is kind of like, okay, it's a little embarrassing.
Look,
I
fucked up.
This.
I fucked up. I just want to say, I'm real sorry. I fucked your sister and your mom
so
at the
I
same
fuck,
time.
I call Comcast. I got a video. I was little. I probably should have put that on that Facebook group.
Oh,
anyway,
Jesus
whatever.
Fuck.
So I call Comcast.
Someone says, how do you do an undivorce? Anyway.
So I call Comcast up and I was like, all right. So, and I was like, I got to get service again. I just had service like an hour ago and I canceled it. And I canceled it. And he's like, well, why did you cancel your, he's like, well, and he's trying to like upsell me to more internet. And he's like, okay, let me look up your account. And he looks up my account and he's like, oh, I see you had the gig. And I was like, I never had the gig. Like, let's be extraordinarily clear about what I had. I was like, I had a bill for the gig.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But at no point. And then I said, I had a bill actually for the gig after I was done not getting the gig that I didn't get when I paid for the gig. So like, I never got a gig, but yes, the package that I had was for a jillion internets or whatever your biggest.
Hold on a second, Tom. Hold on a
packages.
Second.
Yeah.
Ian, are you filling an ice cube tray right now? What's happening?
What is happening, buddy?
Wait, you can hear that?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're ruining the stream. I just want you to know that.
Sorry, that
you're
was,
ruining everything.
That was the wrong mic. Can you hear me still?
What are you doing? Are you putting together a Rubik's Cube?
Wait,
what is happening?
No, I was drinking. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Okay.
Yes,
that's
we can hear you now. We're talking to you. We're having a conversation.
What about now? You can't hear me, right?
Is Gary in the house?
No,
is Gary doing something?
I was
something?
Drinking something. I'm sorry. It was in the wrong mic. Okay, now you can't hear me.
Well, the stream's already ruined, so go
it
ahead,
just
Tom.
Just cancels the fucking stream.
Fine,
just
no,
like,
the stream's already terrible.
He controls this whole thing. If he shuts it down,
I know he just shut it down whenever he wants.
He yells at me for being late. Come on.
If Ian pressed
I
the
told
fucking-
you ahead of time. I said ahead of time, Ian. I said, it's going to be late if you try to get Tom's face in some weird position and you said, we can do it. We can beat the clock. And you didn't beat the clock. You did not beat the
Windows.
Clock.
Fuck Windows, too. Fuck Microsoft.
We got to be nicer, Cecil. If he presses the big
know,
red button
man.
And
I know,
this
dude.
Thing turns off, all I'll do is just push my computer over
Me
and
too.
Go upstairs.
I'm going to fucking just give it to like the first person I see on the road.
just like free outside.
Anyway, so you're saying.
So I'm like, all right, so I need you. And he's like, yeah, you had the gig. And I'm like, well, I never had the gig, but yeah, fine. But I don't need that. I said, the reason he's, well, what do you do in your business? I said, well, we're, and my favorite thing, Cecil, is these guys, when you call him, he's like, so what does, clearly checks notes, Glory Hole Studios. Long pause.
So good.
Do.
So
and I'm good. Always, I always
so
want to
good.
Give him an answer that it's not.
So good.
You know, I always do. I always
so good. It's my favorite shit, dude. I'll tell you, every single time I've called somebody and said Glory Hole Studios, there's a snicker or there's or there's something. I've had, remember that one time we called up for service one time and we were talking, I think it was Comcast and someone said, Glory Hole Studios. It was two girls. Actually, two people came on the line to find out what we did.
Yeah.
It wasn't, they called their friend over, hooked them into the line to see if we could, to find out what we did. Anyway, go ahead.
So he's trying to get me to, you know, and I was like, well, I don't need that anymore because the reason we had it was because we were doing these live streams. We had your lower package forever. It worked fine. We upgraded it to do the live streams, but you failed miserably at every level. And then you failed to recognize when we had problems and then you didn't come out and then you didn't take notes. And so everything you did was the wrong. I'm telling him this. I mean, every single thing you did, every step of the way, was exactly the wrong
thing. You're having a conversation with the guy, and you're telling him how bad he is.
So I was like, I definitely don't want that again, because it cost a lot of money, and it was terrible. And the only reason I'm here is because there's literally nothing else that I can do. And I just want you to know, too, that, like, as much as I'm going to accept purchasing services from you, I'm going to cancel them the moment any competitor becomes available. So I just really need a stopgap solution until I can quit using you. So what do you have? And he's fucking slick as shit. He's just like, I understand that. So we have a package of 600. Like, he so doesn't give a shit.
You tell him how bad his service is, that it's a monopoly, and that you hate him personally. And he's just like, yeah, no, that's cool. What can I set you up with,
no
stupid?
No fucks given at all. No fucks. And he's like, maybe.
I hate this company so much.
He's a salesman, man. In his mind, he's like, all right, I'm not going to get a gig, but I'm not moving past 600 if I don't have to, right?
Oh, God.
So then he's like, well, 600. And I was like, I'll stop you right there. First, 600 was the most I got with a gig. So I don't believe in your 600.
Right.
Also, I don't need 600. I'm just basically going to surf the internet and fuck around, because I'm still going to run the live stream off a cell phone, because cell phones are better than your technology.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm going to use a cell phone for the things that are data intensive, because you're unreliable as a company, and I hate you, and I'm just going to use you guys just to run, like, internet inside my studio. So I don't need 600. And he's like, okay, well, so what is your budget? And I was like, well, that doesn't even mean anything. Like, I don't have a budget for internet where I just have a certain amount of money that I set aside, and I don't care what the service is, and I'll just give that to you, and I don't know, you just give me. That doesn't make sense. I was like, what are your options? Like, what are the packages? And he's like, we got a great deal then at 200 megabytes per second, and it comes with a phone. And I was like,
what kind of phone? What are we talking about?
I was like, a phone I pick up and then put down, and that's how it's answered. And he's like, yeah, like a voice over IP phone. And I was like, nobody needs that. Literally nobody in the whole world.
Who wants
needs that?
What? Like, yeah, you know what I was missing in my life, Tom, was telemarketers. Yeah, that's what my life missed, like, was telemarketers.
Like, so he's like, well, but it's a better deal if you get the bundle. He's like, that's a better deal. And I said, so.
They just say the same thing, Tom. The same thing when I get a massage. They say it's cheaper if you get the bundle.
So I was like, so what you're telling me is that you're going to give me more stuff and you're going to charge me less for it? That's really actually true? And I don't even want the other thing, though. I said, I actually would rather pay more to not have you bring me a phone, because it's just something that I have to, like, throw away.
I want to pay you to not give me service. I'll pay you extra money to not give me service.
And so he's like, okay, well, let me see what I can do. I said, just to let you know, too, I don't need any of your equipment. He's like, you don't need our equipment? I was like, no, I don't need your modem. We bought a modem because so many things were wrong with your service in the past that we shat money at the problem, and we bought our own modem, which is superior to your modem, which didn't work very well anyway. So I don't need your modem. So just, like, all I need is, like, your interneting. Just send me some internet. Like, how much is, like, the smallest internet that
I would
have?
Two of your finest internet, sir.
And so he's just like, well, and he's typing. See, so then you can hear him clickety-clacking, like nobody's ever asked him before. You know, it's like buying a fucking airplane ticket at the counter, and you're like, yeah, I want to get to Milwaukee. And they're just like, okay, let me press 1,000 buttons for some reason. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, right, they can't just type in the three first letters and it automatically populates. No, I've got to type for 6 straight hours. I've got to crack into the fucking source code on this thing in the back end somehow,
cuz
I'm using
God,
a fucking
like
program
that.
From 1910. I've got to have a punch card. I actually have to punch each one of the things and feed it into a machine. That's how this works.
Have
now.
You ever checked your baggage at the
Yes.
And
yeah.
Seriously, okay, so I'm just as a story, as part of a story, this won't take long, but for fuck's sake, when Haley and I were flying from Sydney to Fiji a few years ago, we had to check bags, and we didn't, like, declare the bags on the ticket ahead of time. So the lady's like, it's going to be, and I'm not kidding, like $600 to check our bags. I think we paid $600 to check our bags.
You what
they
now?
Totally, yeah, it was crazy.
Wait, like, you what now?
Yeah, we seriously, we paid $570 to check three bags. Because we flew like Discount Joe's budget airline or something, because it's the only thing that flew from Sydney to Fiji. There was only one flight a day that made that flight. And like, if you book, if you buy your baggage when you buy your flight, it's like $60 a bag or something. If you show up the day of with your bags, that it's like by ounce or some shit. That's crazy. Seriously, it's wild. It's insane. So I guess I am telling the story. So I'm standing there and like, she's like, it's going to be like $1 million or something. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's going to be like 75, 80 bucks. She's like, no, it's going to be hundreds of dollars. And I was like, what? Why would you say these words to me? That doesn't make sense. And she's like, and we're a little late for this flight. So we're kind of like hustling. And she's like, well, let me see what I can do. And long story short, I'm not fucking kidding at all. She's typing, Cecil, for 45 minutes. 45 minutes. I'm standing there with my bags.
She's emailing someone. There's no way she's checking on something.
I'm losing my fucking mind. I am losing my mind. And she's like, at one point, she's like, you know, it'd be much cheaper if you, and she points like, if you go over there and mail the bags by post to Fiji. And I was like, I need my underpants. What are you talking about? Like, I can't do that. It was insane. It was fucking insane. And we ended up spending literally hundreds and hundreds of dollars to get our baggage to go with us on this flight because whatever. So nice. Anyway, so she's typing.
Still a better service than Comcast.
Because I got to fucking my destination.
Yeah. And you got your bags. No, it's 100%.
So then the guy's typing. Typing. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and I'm just like, I don't need the phone. You've got to have something that doesn't include a phone. He's like, well, the phone is really the best deal, you know, because it's twice as much. I'm like, twice as much as what? So that means now I've got him. So I'm like, twice as much as what? He's like, well, we have a package at 100 megabytes per second. And I guess if you don't need the modem, it's $90. $90. And I'm like, I'll fucking take it. $90. So again, I don't need the modem. And he's like, all right, so we got to set up a time for someone to come out and do, what did he call it? A site survey. We got to do a site survey. I said, I just had internet in my suite 3 weeks ago. I don't need your equipment. What do you mean a site survey? That doesn't even make sense. He's like, we got to make sure all the wires are still good. I was like, well, they didn't corrode in 3 weeks. Like,
I mean, there are more rats now than there were before.
Right? I was telling this guy this. So I'm like, well, it's not like, you know, a foreclosed house where like people ripped all the copper out of the walls 3 weeks ago. Like, it's fine. What are you even saying? Why is this fine? Like, so then he's like, all right, well, we'll see what we could do without maybe having to do this site survey, but you're all set up. It's $90 or whatever. So I was like, great. Send me whatever thing I have to DocuSign. I'll sign it. So I call Cecil and I let him know. Then like inexplicably the other day, I get these messages. Comcast is blowing my phone up. They're like, we got to schedule your installation. What are you installing? So I get on the phone. I'm like, I don't need anything installed. Why are you saying these things to me? Like, what would you come out and do? The wire is already like, what? Just flip your switch. It's a switch. Flip your switch. We got to come out and like check your circuit or something. It sounds like a proctology exam. We got to come out and check your circuit.
There's a latex glove and some lube involved in that.
So fucking fine. I can't get them off this fucking fixation on checking my circuit. So they're going to come out. I schedule it with them. I schedule it with Cecil.
So I'm supposed to be there.
Hold on real quick because this is important. Yeah. I tell them, don't call me. I won't be there. Call my partner. Here is his name. Here is his phone number. I'm good. This is done. I don't need to do anything else. Cecil, you got to be there between the hours of 10 and fucking midnight or
noon.
Whatever.
It was noon. It was two hours. A two-hour window, 10 and noon. And I specifically today went over to the studio this morning and I got there an hour early because I knew for sure this has happened in the past and they've been there an hour early. And then I show up because I'm always early. So they were happy to get in. And I thought to myself, you know, they're probably going to be there early. So I should check it out. So I decided to get over there early and I did a little bit of redoing on the studio. I cleaned out a couple drawers. I resorted a couple things. Because, you know, there's a bunch of shit over there.
Just, yeah, I know. It's so crazy.
Much, there's so much garbage. We're just like, oh, we might need that cord in the future. And so we save it. We have this big fucking goddamn box of cords. Unreal. So anyway, I go over to the studio and I'm sorting through shit. And actually, one of the things I did today was, and I don't know if you knew this, Tom, but we have a studio rack in the studio where we have the what do they call that, Ian? The stuff that makes our voice sound good. What do they call those things?
The voice of gods?
Yeah, like that. And the, but like, what is the whole system? Like, what would that be called? I don't know what the technical term is.
It's a lunchbox, it's like, you know, it's preamps and compressors and
yeah. Yeah, so what Ian said, we have one of those. We have a bunch of stuff that we run our voices through at the studio, and it comes out sounding better than our normal terrible voices. And so I was over there, and one of the things that I did wrong when I put the thing together was there's lights, there's rack lights on that thing, but they were on the bottom. And so I actually put it on the top. I pulled it out and I put it on the top. So now we have rack lights, even though we don't need them because the studio's fucking lit up like goddamn Candlestick Park. It doesn't matter. The rack lights are in the right place now. I was very excited. I was fixing it and working on it. And I was actually working on it while I was waiting for the Comcast guy, listening to podcasts, just chilling, waiting, you know, listening to a podcast. There's a podcast I like called Citation Needed. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
It's a very good show. These five guys who don't know anything about anything, they read a Wikipedia article and then they attempt to make jokes, and some of them are funny. Most of the time, it's the guys from Cognitive Dissonance. Their jokes
great
are
guys.
Very funny. Yeah, very funny.
You know what, Cecil? Two votes.
Two votes. That's what I'm saying. Two votes. So anyway, so we wind up, I wind up sitting there listening, hanging out, and I'm not doing anything because there's no fucking internet over there because the two MiFis are so maxed out. They're squeaking internet out their ass. They're like, like you can't, like it's 600 kilobytes a second to get any MiFi out of there because now. So there's literally no internet. You might as well not have internet over there. So I'm just not on the internet. I'm just listening to podcasts. I'm sitting in a chair, just sitting, waiting for Comcast to call. And I get a message from Tom. He says, hey man, you there? And I said, yeah. And so he calls me on the phone and he says, hey, I was on the phone with my boss. I'm busy. It's my work day. I should have been at work today too. Hopefully nobody who knows me is watching this, but I was at the studio not doing anything because I couldn't have internet. So he says, yeah. So I was on the phone with my boss. I could not hang up. So Comcast called us. And I said, okay, well they've done this to me in the past where they sort of give you a 30 minute window. They say, I'll be there in a little bit. I'll trust me. I'll be there soon. And I said, so why don't you give him a call back? So Tom calls him back and I get a message back from Tom that says, motherfucker, they canceled on us. Here's what happened. Tom was on the phone. I was waiting for the internet. We actually specifically postponed till today so we could actually run a live stream from the studio. We specifically did all this work. We went out of our way to postpone. I pushed my editing back for a full day. I normally record on Thursday so I could edit late at night on Thursday night so I can hand it off to Ian as quickly as possible. And so I pushed it back for a whole day into my weekend so I could, and I normally write for Citation Needed on the weekends, right? So I'm normally very busy on the weekends. So I'm going to have to spend my night tonight editing. Anyway, I'm not going to complain. If you want to be a patron, though, and pay me for my time, that would be very nice. So if you're not a patron, you can maybe go to patreon.com and, you know, pay me because I'm going to be working all goddamn night on the fucking edit. Anyway, so here I am. I'm like, okay, I pushed all this back specifically so we could fucking live stream tonight instead of yesterday. And they fucking peaced out after 5 minutes. They were outside for like 5 minutes. They called Tom. Tom never responded. Motherfucker, I've got to turn my whole day into fucking Swiss cheese to accommodate your ass. But you give me 30-second window and then you're ready to go. You're like, fuck, boom, out of here. No, I got to go. Sorry, I got to go. I got a million other things to do. Oh, no. And the motherfucker peaced out on us. And so we had to reschedule for Monday. Because he called the wrong number. He called the wrong number on the account. Yeah.
He didn't call you. That's the thing. And then when I called Comcast to reschedule it, because like then they're blowing up my phone like I'm the asshole who wasn't there for the install. And like when I finally get around to it, it's like, and then they don't leave the number for the goddamn technician. They leave a number for like 1-800-FUCK-ME-COMCAST. So you got to go through their whole like fucking menu cycle shit, which is all voice, by the way. And it's like, if you would like to talk about your billing, say billing. And I'm like, customer service. Like, you want customer service, but we need more information. Did you know you can auto pay your fucking bill? I'm not even kidding. Like, you can set up auto pay. I'm like, no wonder you want me to set up auto pay. You can fucking take it out of my account ad infinitum forever.
Forever.
So I finally get somebody on the phone and I was like, what the fuck happened? And they're like, oh yeah, sometimes our technicians don't read the notes. Sometimes they just don't read the notes.
They don't what, Tom?
They don't read the fucking notes. So yeah, they saw the note in there with your name and fucking phone number. They're like, oh yeah, they don't read that. Well, what do you even say? Why would you have me give that information to you? It's the worst fucking company in the world.
All right, so that's going to wrap up the live stream tonight, guys. I'm kidding. We should do a story, shouldn't we?
Let's do a story. Let's do one.
I'm sorry we talked for so long about Comcast, guys. We apologize. We just were so mad for so long.
I think they could tell.
Yeah, so let's actually interact with chat for a few minutes. I saw somebody on here said, I used to listen to this show a long time ago, and I just popped up in my feed. Do they still have a show? Yeah, we still have a show. Yeah,
it hasn't gone anywhere.
It hasn't gone anywhere. It's still the same show.
We literally never missed a week. 533 consecutive weeks with no misses. Yeah, we're consistent. I don't know about you.
Yeah. You should listen, though, again. If you listen in the past, it's just as bad as it used to be.
Yeah, we didn't get any different.
Yeah, we didn't get any better. We're the same guys. So.
Oh, God. Oh. Some people are saying, let's get a fuck Comcast shirt.
Oh, this is so much better, Tom.
This Lagunitas. IPA?
Oh, this Lagunitas, it's a something something. It's an ale. I don't know. Is it an IPA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. It's a really good beer. You know, the thing about IPAs is sometimes they drop so many fucking hops in there that they're undrinkable. But this one is good. This one is very good. In comparison to the brown sugar, oh my God, it's so good.
I think all Lagunitas beers are like pretty malty. So the brown sugar one is probably super.
It's pretty
super
malty.
Pretty
malty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad beer, though.
Yeah, Lagunitas has a place in Chicago. And here's the thing. Tom and I, we want to have a show, not a show, a get-together at Lagunitas one time. And we were trying to set this up when we did our pizza party. You remember this time we tried to set it up? We couldn't figure out. But I guarantee if we could probably fill up one of those rooms and have a meet and greet at Lagunitas. Once the COVID things, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to promise right now.
COVID party?
Once COVID's done, which it'll never be done, but you know, that way this promise works because I can just promise it and it's empty.
It's going to fade away like a miracle.
Once COVID fades away like a miracle, like it never happened, we will have a Lagunitas get together. We will do a Lagunitas. It's on us. You guys show up. We're going to buy you guys beer and hang out, and we will just hang out with you guys for a whole night. We'll get a room that has, I don't know, we'll get the biggest room they have, and then we'll just invite people to come and hang out and get a chance to meet each other and get a chance to meet us and hang out. It'll be a lot of fun. But we'll do it because Lagunitas is fucking a really cool place to have a drink.
It is a fun. It's a fun location.
Yeah, it's a fun location, and we can invite the humanists, the Chicago humanists, to show up because they invited us to theirs.
Yeah,
a while
back.
We should do it when there's
no more COVIDs.
When there's a vaccine or when they allow us in places with masks or something, we can do it. So.
Yeah,
we'll definitely do it. We'll definitely put together a get together, and we'll buy you guys beer all night. We'll just have like a big beer party. We'll probably open it up for patrons first. So this is a good time to become a patron. Get out on the ground floor now, right?
Yeah, you
get in on
the
ground floor now. Get in as a patron now. And then later on when we're sending this thing out and we say, hey, patrons can sign up. And then once all the patrons sign up, then we release it to the full group. And then that's how it'll work. So, you know, it's nice to be on the ground floor of things, you know, like patronage. That's a great thing.
That's
to be
a
on
great
the ground
thing
floor.
To be on the ground floor. For example.
All right, let me look and see if there's a story we can cover, Tom, because I don't think I can share my screen. On this, Ian, do you know?
Yeah, you can.
What do you think? Burger King is testing beef from cows that fart less. So that's one. Burger King is testing beef from cows that fart less. Walking sharks in Australia or squirrel test positive for plague in Colorado. Guys, I don't know. Can we vote on this? Is there a way to vote on this? Is there a thing, Ian?
Not in here, but we can get everybody to spam something. and then we'll get.
Why don't you do a straw poll real quick? Okay. Do a straw poll.
Straw poll.
We're going to do a straw poll. Don't type it in. Everybody, don't type it in. I'm going to read them back to Ian again real quick, and then we're gonna vote. So it is new species of walking shark in Australia.
There we go.
Burger King testing beef that from cows that fart less. Or squirrel test positive for plague. That's fucking peak 2020, by
that
the
is.
Way. That's
that
fucking
is.
Peak 2020. Hardcore.
I got my recording buddy with me right now. We're dog sitting.
Oh.
What is that?
We're dog that sitting. Thing? This thing is rosy.
Oh.
Look at that.
Look at it looking right in the camera. Look at
so
what is what kind of cat is that?
This is about a half a dog. It's this dog's name is Rosie.
You're dog sitting?
Yeah, we're dog sitting
you
for a
week. You don't even like your dog. You gave it away.
I loved my dog.
You didn't even like it. You didn't like it enough everywhere. To give it away. You gave it away.
He wouldn't stop peeing the house.
I'm teasing, Tom. I'm teasing, buddy. I know you loved your dog. I'm kidding.
I did.
I'm
he was
kidding.
A good pup. Yeah, this thing is great, though, because it knows. You know that trick where you can go like, bang, stick them up, and they like stand
what
up.
What happened?
And you go, Tom's bang.
Split. There we go. Oh, yeah, yeah. He'll fall
and
dead.
They drop. Oh, it plays. It does the whole like you could shoot it and it dies thing. It's oh, the fucking great. Best trick.
That's good shit.
It's the, I don't ask her to make do any other tricks because it's the fucking best.
That is fucking baller. What is, yeah. What happened to Murray? Not Murray. What was his name? Fergus?
Fergus?
Fergus. What happened to Fergus?
We gave him to a family that had dogs. So oh, like the problem is that we have cats too.
Yeah.
And so he was just territorially pissing everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. No, you can't. Like the thing is like, who wants to live with that? Nobody wants to live with that. Yeah. My wife won't let me piss anywhere. I have to go in the bathroom. I get it. I understand. I get it.
So.
Man, it's the worst. Fucking animals that don't follow the rules that you put down.
he was a good dog when I was single. So he was like really chill and fun when I was single. But like. In a house with four kids and two cats, he just did not do it. He did not adapt well to that. But now he's in a house with dogs and he's happy.
All right, so Ian, put great. That on the screen so they know what to vote for. They got to vote for this. So hook it up, guys. We need some straw poll stuff. Tom, what one do you want me to do?
All right.
I'm going with the walking shark.
Walking
shark,
is so
walking
good.
Walking shark.
Because all you right. just, it's fucking land sharks, man.
It's walking it's shark. Not.
We're doing land shark?
Walking no, shark
we're,
is winning.
We're still waiting. Walking shark is winning, guys. Walking shark is winning. Walking shark is really winning.
It's winning so
the
much.
The fart beef is not getting anything. Fart
Nobody's
beef
cares
is
about,
not getting
no.
anything. Nobody cares about fart yeah. beef. Four votes for fart beef. Come on. Four votes? I made a video this week, so I don't know if anybody knows, but I have I'm starting a cooking channel soon. I made a video this week, Tom. For a vegan BLT that I am very proud of. I am very, very, very proud of. I made a sandwich this week with vegan mayonnaise and vegan, I made vegan bacon with mushrooms. It was excellent. The sandwich was absolutely, you will not miss anything in the meat department at all or the dairy department at all. I made vegan mayonnaise and I was blown away by how good it was.
What is in vegan mayonnaise?
So in vegan mayonnaise, normally in mayonnaise, you would use an egg yolk to as the emulsifier. In this, you use soy milk and it works perfectly. It works absolutely perfectly.
Really?
I can't tell you how perfect that mayonnaise tasted. It was, I mean, it's not 100%, but there was a very good creaminess to it that I was really impressed by. And then the of course, the shiitake... Excuse me. The shiitake and the portobellos I made. Excellent.
I got to try that.
Excellent.
You've told me about really that before. I've never done it. I got to try that.
It's really good. I was very impressed. But I'm going to post it pretty soon. I got to edit it. I haven't been able to get over the studio to actually record. I should have recorded today. I don't know why I was thinking it. I have the script. I got to record it and so that I can edit it. So I'm going to probably try to post it this weekend. And then I think I'm going to make one more and then I'm going to make my YouTube channel go live. So
I was going to ask, when's your channel going to hit?
I don't know, soon-ish. So we'll see. But yeah, the homemade mayo is 100% better. And this mayo, this vegan mayo, I thought was very good. After I tasted it, I thought, you know what? That's actually, it's definitely passable.
Really?
Yeah, definitely passable.
I got to try this.
Yeah. I mean, it's creamy. It's got a very good creamy flavor. And the whole meal was vegan, 100% vegan. I tried to do a vegan meal because, man, vegan stuff is tough to do.
Well, yeah, there's nothing good in it. That's the problem. Like, your flavor is just like...
Ian, do you ever make vegan? Because I know you're a veg, right? Do you ever make vegan stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really like fake meat that much, except the Impossible Burger is pretty dope.
You should try that Beyond stuff, dude. It's really good.
Yeah. Beyond, it's more like a really good veggie burger, but the Impossible stuff is like scarily meat. Like, it
really
creeps me out. Like, when I first had it, I thought that was like they messed up the order. I was like, this is beef, right? But it's
Impossible's that good.
Impossible
huh?
is that good. Beyond is like really good, but
Beyond is really good. I was very Impossible impressed with Beyond.
Crazy. You've never had Impossible?
No, I've never had Impossible.
No, I've never
that's
had
that's the
either.
One that's like that, crazy.
They
it's
have
very
it at Kuma's,
but it's good.
We took you to Kuma's when you were in Chicago. Mm. Do they have it at Kuma's?
I don't remember if we got
you,
that.
I thought you, I'm pretty Maybe. Sure you got an Impossible burger there.
Yeah. You got to cook it right, though, still. Like,
the
you
problem is, man, Kuma's has a double fucking bacon burger, which is so good.
Kuma's so good. I also like their hate beak, their chicken, their,
yeah, their
buffalo chicken
is good
sandwich.
Too. Yeah.
Plus, I get to say that I ordered a hate beak, which is
All
pretty
right.
hilarious.
I'm going to check this out. Let's see what we got. No, man, Walking Shark is still fucking crushing
That's
it.
That's it, man. That's it.
Are you kidding me? We only have 73 votes. Guys, this is why Biden's going to win. You need to vote.
Biden
to
hopefully
vote.
Will win.
Post this again, Ian. Post this again. God damn it. I'm so, I'm going to spit nails if you guys don't vote. How dare you? Post it to everybody. 73 votes is not enough votes. I need more votes.
Somebody says they notice a difference in the crispness of an Impossible Burger versus a regular burger, but still pretty good. If that's the only thing you notice as a difference, that's amazing. Because like veggie burgers just taste different. They don't taste like a burger.
I will
it's a
say
sandwich.
This.
You're just eating a sandwich.
I will say that Impossible stuff, they sell a burger and then they sell a... Impossible should be a sponsor of the show. Ian, can you reach out to them and see if they'll be a sponsor of the show? Because I will go, I'll go vegetarian for Impossible. It's real, not Impossible, for Beyond. It's really good. That Beyond stuff, they sell it in like a pack. And I've made it a bunch of different taco meat. I've made a couple of other different, I made like a mock hamburger helper type thing where I made it all from, you know, I basically made it all and then made the hamburger and cooked some onion in it and then made an Alfredo with cheddar and then put it all into a pasta. But I made it all and it was excellent. It was very good. So I've done that a couple times. It's actually a really great substitute. All right, 107 will do it. It's still the shark, guys. It's all shark right. It is. Shark week. Here we go. All right, Tom.
All right.
Hit it
New
up.
Species
walking
of walking sharks discovered in Australia. And I grabbed this show because this is the most fucking Australia thing ever. Right? Like, Australia is not satisfied just to have regular swimming sharks. Now their fucking sharks have to start walking around
the
to
sharks
take
were,
over?
The sharks were trying to get away from those, like, blue ring tip octopus or whatever that were in
you know,
fucking
you're probably
water.
Not even wrong. At some point, the sharks not knowing what awaits them on the land, the sharks are like, fuck, man, have you seen what's in the water around here? I gotta get the fuck out of here. Jesus
so true,
Christ.
Man. So true. Can I tell you, though? Can I just say, can I stop you beforehand just say, I fucking love Australia.
Oh, I want to go again.
God,
oh.
I would live there tomorrow if I could. Yep. I had, Sydney is an amazing
Gorgeous.
Fucking city.
Yep.
If we ever get invited back, we can take Ian with us and go down.
Ooh, what?
What do you say, Ian? You want to go down to Australia?
You
want to
go?
Hang out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, get us a gig in Australia.
Get us a gig in Australia and we'll do it. But we had such a great time down there. And New Zealand is beautiful. I know you didn't visit New Zealand, Tom. You went a different route. But New Zealand's gorgeous. Man, I will say fucking Sydney was such an amazing time. And the people we met down there, do you remember the one woman?
They were so great.
There was those two people who drove a motorcycle 600 kilometers to meet us.
Yeah, that's insane.
Oh, so
That's
good.
Insane. I loved, like, I would seriously, like, if I could renounce my citizenship and move to Australia, I would consider doing it. But I can't. God. I looked into it. I can't. Like, I
Man,
don't have enough.
What? New Zealand. Points. I would move to Queens. Is it Queenstown? I think that's what it's called.
Queen?
Oh, I would move there tomorrow or Sydney. Those would be the two places. I fucking loved Australia. I loved New Zealand. I would move back tomorrow. I would move there tomorrow if they would take me. Somebody down there adopt me. So if you're down there and you can adopt a person from another country, I'll be like a make-a-wish kid. Like, hook me up. Whatever.
I want to get cancer so I can have a wish, and the wish would be to like get the fuck out of here. You know, just like, I just want to leave.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, I don't want to go to Disneyland. I just want to get the fuck out of here.
That Queenstown, New Zealand, though, I think that's what it's called. Oh, my gosh. It's such a beautiful city. And we went down to Milford Sound down there, and it was so perfect and beautiful. And everything, it is such a gorgeous place. It's like in a crater. It's unreal. It's a level of unreal.
I want to go. If we get down there again, I'm going to go for sure.
Yeah, for sure. It's worthwhile.
So this fucking shark, there's actually not a lot to the story except for that there's sharks that walk along the seafloor now. So like in
they call that, they call them Comcast representatives.
But seriously, you could watch video of these fucking sharks walking along with their little fucking fins along the goddamn seafloor. And it's like, you cannot watch this and be like, I do still wonder about that whole evolution thing. Did you watch the video? They're walking sharks, man. Yeah. They're not like maybe not walking. They are 100% walking on their fins. They kind of look like fucking iguanas. And like then they can swim because they're multi-talented.
But they're sharks though, right?
Yeah, they're sharks. Yeah, they're 100% sharks. When I say they look like iguanas, they just kind of have that like loping look when they're walking because their fins basically look exactly like fucking legs. They look and function exactly like fucking legs. And like, I just wonder like how fucking disappointed that shark is going to be when it does eventually evolve its way up onto the land and finds itself in Australia. Yeah. The first one out is going to get bitten by like a funnel web spider.
Yeah, no, it finds itself in Australia in 2020. The thing that the shark immediately says, you know what? I'm going to wait. Evolution can wait. I'm going to wait a while. Let's just let 2020 work itself out first. I'll be back in a couple of years.
Yeah. It just turns around.
Geologically and evolutionarily, that doesn't matter in time. That's the statistical insignificance. So it doesn't matter.
Can you imagine back, Cecil, to when Australia was on fire and that seemed like a big deal?
Right. That was in January,
That was this year. This year, Australia caught on fire and it was a real big deal. And I forgot about it until right now.
Yeah, and the rest of the world is burning. I'm going to share my screen real quick because I don't know if you're getting the same ads I am, Tom. But
let's see.
Jesus Christ. Let me just tell you, Zac Efron here? Caliente. Look at this motherfucker. Holy shit. How do I zoom in? There we go. Hey, everybody. Here's Zac Efron's. Holy shit, man. Can you see?
I love it. They're like his dad bod transformation. I'm like, I don't even have that bod.
What's happening, Ian? Is it not working?
Yeah, it just got weird for a second. Hold on. I think it's just slow.
All right. Look, give it a second because we're going to put this up on the screen so everybody could see Zac Efron. Dude, I would pay for that dad bod. Are you kidding me?
I know. That's the thing. It's like his dad bod. The bod on the right's better than mine. Like his before is better than my after. That's ridiculous.
Man, are they talking? Which one's on the? No, I think it always is left to right.
Well,
maybe they're saying that he once ate a food and now he looks like a normal human. He's even looking like a normal human. He looks like a guy who works out a lot and doesn't eat bad.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So Cecil, I have another Australia shark story to jump out.
Okay, tell me.
You. It's from July 17th, Friday, today. No shit. CNN, shark pulls 10-year-old boy from boat and attacks him off Australian coast. A 10-year-old boy is in the hospital with injuries to his head and chest. Not like he's dangling his arm off and a shark grabbed it. His head and chest.
Like the fucking shark thought it to itself, you know what I want to do? I want to go after the most vital parts of this person.
Like, How does this even happen? Did the shark jump out of the water to attack him?
Oh, God.
The shark swam away when the boy's father jumped into the water, but he suffered lacerations. This guy's on a 6-meter fishing vessel. 6-meter fishing vessel.
That's hard to say, actually.
He's on a 20-foot-long boat. So there's a 20-foot-long boat. You've got your 10-year-old on this fucking boat, and somehow a shark bites him in the chest.
Jesus
That is
Christ.
So Australia. That is so fucking Australia.
That is absolutely so Australia.
God damn.
All right, we've been also, on for an hour and I'm hungry, Tom. I want to go.
All right, sounds good.
I want to quit. I want to quit, everybody. Right. I want to quit. I want to quit Comcast. I want to quit. I want to quit. I just want to go. Guys, I want to thank everybody for joining us.
Thanks,
We're
guys.
Sorry that it wasn't better. We're sort of stuck with this, though. And actually, Ian, what do you think of the system?
Yeah, we'll probably use this.
Yeah, this is great.
I mean, we can use both and do both.
So Tom and I will probably use this in the future because it seemed to be working pretty well. And the system is, it's the system we normally use. So we normally use this system specifically to send it out to everybody, this restream. And then this actually looks pretty good. We want to get rid of Gary, though, back there. I don't know if I like that.
No, we'll make
and also, our cognitive dissonance logo is hidden
it's
in the top
rough.
Part. It's totally like hidden back there. So we need to figure it out.
All right.
Ian, can you fix this?
Okay, fucking fix fine. It.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Ian.
We want to thank Ian though for all the hard work he put in on this. It was impromptu and we appreciate Ian. And if you want to pay Ian's salary, you can go to dissonancepod.com and you can become a patron on a per episode basis.
Patreon.
That literally pays Ian's salary. That literally is the thing that pays Ian's salary.
And the URL is patreon.com/dissonancepod.
Yeah, you could do that too and become a patron. And we would love it if you did. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. If you want to hear this on your podcast player, you can be a patron. Or you can check us out every week. I know somebody earlier was saying, hey, do they still record podcasts? We do. We were just recorded 5:33, so come check it out this week. And we're going to be back next Thursday. I should be in the studio, hopefully. Hopefully Comcast is installed by then.
Man.
So we'll see. Guys, everybody, thank you so much for joining
us. Guys.
We really appreciate it. I don't know where to... I got
to
lean back and wave.
Yeah, I don't have an outro screen, so
jazz
you got to just...
Jazz hands it.
5 seconds.
Bye, everybody. We love you. Thank you for
joining us.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's a latency, so we gotta wait. Otherwise,
we gotta wait.
Them
There's
off.
A latency.
So
I love latencies.
Okay.
That's
so
right.
Just
pretend
I
like this is
the
after show.
I asked my wife, "Do you like the latency?" Yeah, okay. This is the after show.
This is the afterglow show.
Up and then that'll be good.
I like the yellow.
Why don't we get
good looking?
We gotta send Ian a camera so he can be on.
We do have to send Ian a camera.
Nope.
Hey, Ian.
100% gotta do it.
What's your stream again? Tell the audience what your stream is.
Ian's got a stream. What's your
finish?
What's your stream, Ian?
Off.
What is
off,
the stream?